What's up, Raza? This is Fernando Amador, and this is my podcast, Chicano Cast, and today is number 41. Raza, I wasn't sure I wanted to record this show or this topic, but, you know, it stuck in my mind since the big-ass loss of Andy Ruiz, the boxer. I even tweeted to him that he either was paid to lose or is afraid of success or is just dumb and lazy. Harsh words, I know, Raza, but, you know, to blow an opportunity like that, and I don't mean losing, I mean blowing the opportunity. But let me give you some information for some of you non-boxing fans, you know, a little bit of a backstory. So Andy Ruiz is a Chicano from Imperial County, an area of the state that, you know, I've been going to for a lot of years for my work. Anyway, Andy is also a boxer that has the body of a 40-year-old dad, kind of like mine, Aguado y Panzón. Anyway, he was given a shot at the title in the heavyweight division. For the champ, it was a warm-up fight. And by the champ, I mean this British, English, big guy that has a body of a freaking god. Anyway, for him, it was a warm-up fight for the next big one. But things went wrong for the champ because Andy came to play. Or actually, Andy came a fight. And he surprised everyone by knocking out the champ. He probably surprised himself too. So yeah, he fights this heavyweight boxing champ who, like I said, has the body of a god. And Andy, with his 45-year-old dad body, knocks him out. And at that point, Andy became world famous. And for me, knowing that he was Chicano and also a Chicano from Imperial Valley, well, I have to say I felt, you know, a sense of pride, not only because of being Chicano, but the area he was from. Even though, Raza, I don't follow boxing like I used to, but this almost brought me back. So, you know, time passes, Andy gets all the recognition basically that he deserves. He's on all kinds of shows and he's all over, you know, social media. So then Andy has to give the ex-champ a rematch and of course makes millions of dollars for the rematch. And like a lot of you, I was excited for him, you know, for him to prove himself and show that, you know, his win wasn't a fluke. So the rematch happens and Andy doesn't look in shape. But then again, he never did. But actually, Raza, he came in heavier than the first fight. And not muscle heavy, just fucking gordo. Heavy out of shape. Very out of shape. Fatso, panzón. Google me, and if you find a picture of me, yeah, kind of like that. And I'm like, what the fuck, Andy? Your chance of a lifetime? Your chance to prove something? And maybe, you know, he didn't know, but he would be proving something far greater than himself. And at least in my mind, as a Chicano, he represents us all. And he blows this chance big time. He actually admits he didn't train hard and should have partied less. I am like, what? No mames, pendejo. This was a chance of a lifetime. And Raza, that was the reason for my tweet. And what I said was, either he was paid to lose and did a damn good job of it by coming in so fat, or he is afraid of success, topic of today's show, or he is just dumb and lazy. And this last reason, the reason, you know, about him being dumb and lazy, I really wish that it's not true, because usually the people around you, if they are good, won't allow you to be dumb and lazy. So yeah, Raza, today's show number 41 is named Are Chicanos Afraid of Victory? It's something I thought about talking for a long time on this show, but this loss, this Andy Ruiz loss, convince me that I should cover it. So are we, Raza? Are we afraid to make it? Are we afraid to win? I guess I've personally have had those situations where I can have done more, done better, and chose not to. And mostly it was because of fear. It's the way we grew up, not having, not belonging in certain places, thinking the white man was smarter and better. That makes us question if we deserve better or if better is even for us. Some of you are right now wanting to turn the show off, getting mad at me and calling me a hater. But look in the mirror, cabrón. Yeah, that's you. Yeah, that reflection is you and your mom's room. It's your mom because you're 30 years old, fool. And even though they call it your room, it's not your room. It's your mom's room. And yeah, that joint, that's the fifth one today, and it's only 11 a.m. So yeah, don't turn me off. It's time for a regañada, cabrones. Órale. Okay, but let me get a little scientific on possibly why we are afraid of victory. What holds us back? Why the self-sabotage? And self-sabotage is what Andy Ruiz did. Knowing he had to defend the title for millions of dollars in front of the world, the fool doesn't train. He gets in worse shape than he was for the first fight, where no one expected anything from him. Was he afraid of victory? Am I, Raza, afraid of victory? Are you? Let's examine possible reasons why we may be our own worst enemy. Why we may be the ones holding ourselves back with a Chicano point of view on these reasons. So the first one easy reason is that if you don't try to succeed, then you can't fail. So not trying will always guarantee not failing. But it also means never winning. So reason number one is a fear of failure and what others might think of us. It's like the story I told you guys that a friend told me about that kid that got scouted for professional baseball and he didn't show up twice. Yeah, he was afraid to get rejected. But Raza, all great people fail. And they failed many times until they finally found their big win. And Raza, I don't mean lotto tickets, so stop scratching, cabrones. As Chicanos, we always been expected to fail. So this one really affects us hard. Number two, the next reason is fear of rejection. I think for me, this is where, you know, it most applies. Growing up poor and brown, then going to college, where it was a bunch of white kids, who to my ghetto ass seemed rich, while I always had that fear of being rejected and not belonging. Luckily, I found this organization on campus for minorities, blacks and Latinos, in engineering. If it wasn't for them, I'm not sure I would have made it. The smarts, Raza? Yeah, I was easily smart enough for engineering, no sweat, but I had the fear of not belonging, and that actually held me back, more than any fucking calculus class. But Raza, even without a minority group, I should have been able to overcome my fear of rejection and kick ass in school, with or without that minority organization having my back. You know what, Raza? It's because I used to judge white people as being superior, and somehow I would feel they judged me down. So I always felt I was being judged and never good enough. Orale, Raza, something to think about, huh? So reason number three that maybe Chicanos are afraid of victory is avoidance of problems and tasks. In Andy's case, of training. Yeah, that's basically a lack of discipline. It's just basic procrastinating. You know, we all did that when we were in grade school with homework, right? For me, just knowing I was procrastinating from doing homework would stress me out, but I still would find ways to avoid it. Then one day, Raza, I saw the light. Yeah, really, I was so stressed that I thought maybe if I just did it, then I would be able to relieve the stress. And guess what, pendejos? It worked. Not only did doing my work relieve the stress, but I also knew and understood the subject matter. Orale, what a big-ass discovery, right, Raza? However, Raza, homework is easy. But what about problems either at work or at home? Maybe bills or even recording podcasts. Orale, most things only get worse by avoiding them. They don't magically disappear. Yeah, that grano down there, you better see a dog, homie. Stop procrastinating. Orale. Possible reason number four, wrongly knowing your place. Yeah, like an elephant tied to a stake in the ground by a chain. Then it's a small rope, and finally it's nothing. But he won't go away from that stake. Chicanos can be wrongly trained that way too. We find it so hard to leave our communities to find opportunity. And by opportunity, I mean getting that education. You can always come back and help out in your community. You know, once you're educated and have broadened your mind and actually have something to give back. I remember driving to Cal State Long Beach, and as soon as my last class was over, driving right back to Maywood to hang out with my homies at the park. Guess what, Raza? That didn't work. I had to be all in for college education and engineering. And yeah, I remember my first semester, I was failing some classes, so I decided to drop them. But once I realized how much work a college education took and that I couldn't treat it like high school, that I had to be all in, I kicked ass, Raza. That's right. Graduated with a 3.2 GPA, Raza. Not to show off, but yeah, I am showing off. Yeah, 30 years later. Hey, in engineering, that's pretty damn good, Raza. Yeah, so like the elephant, Raza, Maywood, or the park, and the homies were my stake in the ground. I felt like that's where I had to be, even if it hurt my opportunities. And guess what? Now I still go to Long Beach, the city, I mean, and I, you know, the city, not the school. And I wonder how I didn't get to know that city. It was so many, there's so many cool places there. It's because my dumbass would rush back to the stake like an elephant. Órale, ya párenle con el pinche elephant, Raza, just because, you know, I gained a few kilos. So what holds you back? What's that freaking stake in the ground that holds you? Break that fucking chain, break that fucking small rope, and break what actually doesn't exist, whatever is holding you back. Take some time to review me on Apple Podcast / iTunes. Don't procrastinate. Do it now. It will relieve your stress. Órale, where did that come from, huh? So last one, Raza, number 5, imposter syndrome, or feeling like a fraud. I get this one too from time to time. It's a feeling of not deserving the place you're at, like you're not smart enough, deserving enough, maybe white enough. And it comes with the fear that as you go higher, more will be expected from you and you can't deliver. Yeah, doubting yourself. Also the fear that as you go higher, as you get more acceptance, that fall is harder. That fall is from a higher place. The disappointment is then bigger. Yeah, that's why I keep my listeners to 2 or 3 only. Don't want 10s or 20s. Órale, qué mamón. Me paso, huh? But Raza, believe me, I work with a lot of güeros with PhDs, and no, they are not smarter. They know more book shit. How eloquent, huh? Book shit. You know what I mean, Raza, but they are not smarter. We can problem solve just as good, if not better, and we can reason as good as they can also. So yeah, give me that bigger position because I know some güeros who have it or had it who are basically idiots. They just don't know it. They don't know they're idiots. Yeah, that's part of white privilege. You know, they have this stupid confidence that we can't have, but it works for them. Again, white privilege. So Raza, I presented these different reasons why we self-sabotage or stop ourselves from victory. But what are the answers? Well, cabrones, I don't have them. I don't have the answers. You got to figure them out on your own because it's different for everyone. Some of you may have 2 or 3 of these issues. Other pendejos like me probably have all of them. So me having all of them, you know, and being a pendejo, I was able to go to college, get educated. So it means I solved them, right? Wrong, pendejos. It means I was able in some way to recognize them and deal with them. But those fuckers still haunt me, Raza, and sometimes kick my ass. So I have to stay strong and fight back to be able to, you know, get them under control and apply for that bigger position and believe I can do it. And then walk through that door and kick ass. Yeah, Raza, it's a struggle for everyone. But now that you see the beast, you know the beast, maybe you can now tame the beast. Or if you're better than me, maybe you can kill the damn beast and get that success that you dream about. It can happen. You deserve it. Love yourself. Hug yourself. Kiss your... What? Yahweh, this isn't therapy or AA or anything like that. This is Chicano Cast Podcast. And we say it like it is, right, Raza? So yeah, Raza, I'm out. Talking way too much shit today. Hope you had a good time and hopefully learned something. Reach out if you like this show. Actually, I feel good about this one. I'm at chicanocast@gmail.com. So Raza, stay brown, stay proud, and get over those traumas. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
Chicano Cast took a while for show number 41. What happened?
Oh yeah, I didn't really like my last two shows and I didn't want any negative feedback or bad reviews. And I kind of had other stuff to do, like, you know, binge on Netflix brand crappy ass movies. And you know, I'm only a writer and not really a performer. And
pinche vato traumado procrastinator.
I'm telling you from the future to let you know we made a mistake. And there's a fall from the past that's giving me such a headache.
And I'm back with the madness. I'm a champion of the people. who don't believe in champions. I got nothing but dreams inside. I got nothing but dreams. I'm just young enough to still believe, still believe. But young enough not to know what to believe in. Young enough not to know what to believe in, yeah. If I can live through this, if I can live through this. Every day on the inside, the only thing I do is sit around and kill time. I'm trying to blow out